Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Glad that you're joining us on this 22nd day of August 2022. And we are, unfortunately, starting off this morning's program with some breaking news. And once again, it's unfortunate that we have to report that 27 shooting incidents have occurred in the past 36 hours. 27 shooting incidents involving private security officers in the past 36 hours. And tragically, that has left 9 security personnel shot and 2 dead. This is really the ongoing saga for private security that doesn't seem to be changing. And it's going to continue. And I've been saying that for years, but the truth is, the more that private security is involved in doing law enforcement style work or type work, and the more that private security is used, unfortunately, the more that we're going to see this happen. One of the security officers gunned down in DeSoto, Texas over the weekend. He was a security officer at a restaurant and entertainment venue in suburban Dallas, and he was fatally shot multiple times after arguing with a man over the business rules. Derek Phillips, 47, of Arlington, the security officer, died after being shot multiple times, 10 p.m. on Friday at the Brick House Lounge in DeSoto, according to Lieutenant Chris Hirata from the police department. Phillips was not armed. The security officer was not armed. Police said that they are still trying to determine the nature of the argument, but they know that the security officer was enforcing the rules of the business. Now, the suspected gunman, Tausel Khan, 48, of Savannah, has been charged with murder after he fled the scene, crashed his vehicle in a neighboring Glen Heights. The police lieutenant said that the suspect was shot and wounded by a bystander as he fled. The bystander, whose name was not immediately released, was not and apparently will not be arrested. The shooter, the suspect in the homicide, was treated at a hospital and then arrested. He's currently at the Dallas County Jail being held without bond. At this moment, we can tell you that this is the second security officer killed in the past 36 hours that was unarmed. Again, once the news of this hit social media, a firestorm ensued, and security people and others on Facebook and other social media platforms that we use immediately called for all security personnel to be armed. And although that might be the standard for law enforcement, and that might work for some security officers and agencies, it does not work for everyone. There is a big lack of training, and you know, we'll save that for another show. But what I'm very concerned about is the increased numbers of shootings involving private security that continue to get little attention by the media or little to no response from security companies and managers. and owners. Every time that there's a security officer fatality, homicide, we try to reach out to those companies offering the many services that we have, including assisting the family. But we get very poor response. Many times the response by email, if there is a response, says no, thank you. Thank you, but no, thank you. And I still to this day don't understand it. If you see breaking news in your area or you hear about a security officer's death, contact us, please, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Also, in today's radio program, we'll be talking more about the upcoming memorial services, as well as currently the 2022 Private Officer Awards. Nominations are open. We have sent out a number of times the link where you can nominate your partners, coworkers, even your boss or yourself for a number of different awards, ranging from an officer who has gone above and beyond to life-saving awards, Officer of the Year, Instructor of the Year, and many others. If you haven't received that link, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will get that out to you. We have a lot of different areas to cover in this radio show, and obviously we have a lot of news. We always have a lot of news. We'll tell you more coming up about the shootings, and about, I think, the crisis that the private security industry is facing. Remember, you can read all of our breaking news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com 24 hours a day. You can listen to our streaming radio shows at iHeartRadio, and you can also listen 24 hours a day to any of our trainings that we've done here over the last 18 or so years. All of our radio shows and our training and audio seminars are in a library on our main website. You can get to them anytime. You can also purchase CD training. In fact, we're high tech. We have done away with the CDs and we've gone to thumb drives. That way you can take the thumb drive and use it in your car. You can use it at, you know, at work. You can use it at home. Check out all of the available training at privateofficer.org. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the upcoming events at Private Officer International and how you can get involved. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy, located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933. Thank you.
They say if you want a wish to come true, never tell anyone. But there is one wish that can make the difference between life and death. And this wish can only come true if you tell someone. Please, let your family know you want to be an organ donor.
I don't want to go blind with diabetes.
I don't want to lose a foot or a leg.
I don't want to have kidney failure, so I'm taking control.
I'm controlling my diabetes.
It's making a huge difference.
I'm eating healthy and staying physically active.
I'm taking my medicine.
If I can do it, anyone can.
Control your diabetes for life. Call 1-800-438-5383.
On today's program, we're going to be discussing several incidents that really highlight the issues that private security is having in being able to provide the level of service that they're being asked to provide with people who either are not qualified to be a security officer or where companies don't consider the amount of training required. And one of these cases appeared in Virginia just last week where a security officer has been charged with 3 counts of kidnapping of juveniles, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and one count of theft. We're going to be discussing this and several other similar cases, and we've been talking about this. I've been talking about this. Our office has been talking about this and putting out news information about this very type of thing, this very subject. I don't know how many times, and yet here we go again, and we'll talk about whether or not this was intentional, whether or not this was malicious, or just someone who was poorly trained and did not understand the law. 27 shooting incidents in 36 hours, leaving 2 security officers dead, 9 others injured in just 36 hours over this weekend. And that doesn't begin to take into account the number of injured security officers who were otherwise assaulted where a firearm didn't play into it. 30, 40, 50, 100 times a week or more where security officers are involved in some type of firearm incident. And I'm just like, I don't know. You see these headlines that come into our office, more than 3,000 news sources now being monitored. During these times when you see all of this violence against really people who are nothing more than victims, when you put, it would be like putting a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old on duty at a nightclub and saying good luck and not expect that he's going to get hurt. When you have somebody in a place where you should have known that it's a violent place, who's armed or unarmed with very little training, you're responsible and you should have known. We're going to get into that at the bottom half of this radio show when we talk about life, legalities, and future. Life, legalities, and future. Once again, this year, we're excited to be bringing to our nation the only known private security, private police memorial service nationwide. We need your help to do it. You can help by going to our website at privateofficer.org and click on the officer down link, and you can donate to help make this thing happen so that we can go to many locations. You can help by promoting the events. You can help by sponsoring an event at your church, school, office, business. Contact help desk at privateofficer.com. We have not had a true memorial service for several years due to COVID, but we are now going back on the road. And in order to do this, we need your help. I was on the phone twice last week with POI members, explaining to them the cost factor and how POI often gets involved with assisting injured security officers and many others, not always POI members, but we still assist them. We still financially aid them. We provide other resources and assistance, but people really don't help us to do that in the manner that it should be done. The Red Cross depends on donations. Without the public's donations, they would not exist. They're a private entity, not part of the government. We need the public, you, to help us. And we don't come to you every day or every week. We only come once a year during our memorial events. Go to our website at privateofficer.org/officerdown, and you can donate. You can also help by contacting helpdesk at privateofficer.com. And you can donate monthly. You can give a one-time donation. You can become involved in the very various committees and opportunities that we have. So please help us to help others. And that's really what it does boil down to. I don't know how to better explain the need that we have if we're going to continue operating to help others. We can continue operating as a business. We just won't be able to help people. We won't be able to provide the level of services that we have for going on 20 years. It's been incredible, but we need people to get involved. How else can you get involved? Well, you can become a member of one of our committees. We have a benevolent committee, an award committee, an education committee. We have several different methods. We have just begun reopening our chapters. You could put an application in and start a chapter in your area. There's just so many different ways that you could make a difference if you wanted to. When we come back, we'll talk about some other ways that you can make a difference and also some exciting news about our new streaming platform. We're so close to launching. It's getting so exciting. And we'll share that with you coming up in a couple of moments. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vest or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code, 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516 877-816-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Each day, those that protect and service in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat Radio for this Monday morning, August the 22nd, 2022, a production of Blue Ram Media and Private Officer International. I was saying before the last commercial break that we are so close to launching our streaming platform. The website is almost done. Working on some of the video productions that we're doing, some of the documentaries. We're just excited about this. We've had a number of companies recently contact us and offer to participate by sending video of their officers being involved in just doing what security people do. And we're elated that several companies now have stepped forward. We're also going to be filming as we travel to do the memorial service. And we have several new episodes that we're working on of Breaking Bread, which is where we sit down and talk with law enforcement and security professionals about what they do every day and how they all come together for a meal. And this is one of the coolest concepts that I can imagine. Across the country, there's something called Coffee with the Chief, started a number of years ago by law enforcement departments to engage their community. Some colleges, my friend Mike Thornhill at Cumberland University in Tennessee, started Coffee with the Chief. That really grew to be very big. It not only engaged students on campus, but also it engaged law enforcement and the fire service in the county. They would come out and have breakfast and talk. And at that time, I didn't have Breaking Bread. I wish I had, because there would have been plenty of footage every month from that event. So maybe that's something that you might want to think about starting in your community. Having coffee, you know, meeting at a McDonald's or some location, Cracker Barrel or restaurant in your community. I know police departments are having success with it because it gives you a chance to talk with the community and share information, have coffee in a casual environment. We have a lot of information about how to set this up. If you want to contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, we'll be more than glad to do that. If you're looking to get involved in our new streaming platform, maybe you want us to come out and do a story on you or do a ride-along, I would be thrilled to do that. I have several companies right now that's on the calendar where we're going to go and meet and do a ride-along, and maybe we can meet and do the same thing. If you want to get involved with us, you could, you know, if you are somebody who knows how to put together a video, maybe a post-production type thing, or you put together music videos now, you're pretty good at that, or maybe you're just a really good photographer or videographer, or I know I didn't say that right, but you know what I'm talking about, the guy with the video camera, you know, and you want to get involved, we'd love to have you. Maybe contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com first and let us know what you're interested in doing so that we can get in touch with you and, you know, connect and see what happens. But I am really very thrilled with this new streaming platform and all the opportunities and possibilities that's going to come out of this. It just takes time to put it all together, but it's coming to fruition much sooner than later. So keep listening for more details about when it officially is going to kick off. I'm also really happy to kind of announce that we're getting involved with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And we at Private Officer International and several other companies that I have, including Armor College, get involved with our communities. And recently I became aware that Make-A-Wish also has a Seniors Make-A-Wish Foundation. And that really struck a chord with me as I get older. You know, maybe they'll make my wish come true one day. Who knows? But in the meantime, Private Officer International, Armor College, and several other companies that we have will get involved, both through donating and volunteering as well. And then we'll get an opportunity, they said, to make special wishes come true. So if someone, you know, wants to be a security officer for a day or ride in a patrol car, we can make that happen. If someone wants to go through the police academy, we have both a peace officer and law enforcement academy, as well as a citizens academy. So we can make that happen as well. So we're excited. If you want to get involved in Make-A-Wish Foundation in your community, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and maybe we can do that as a part of Private Officer International or our other companies. But we have long gotten involved with our community, Crime Stoppers, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, and other organizations. And I think it's a good thing to do as an individual as well as a company. Right now, we're looking for instructors. We're looking for instructors to teach EMS courses ranging from your basic first aid and CPR and stop the bleed up to EMT. If you are certified as an instructor with the Red Cross, or you're an EMT instructor or a paramedic, we'd love to talk with you. We're expanding these programs as there's more and more violence happening across the country. We want to prepare more people. We have the marketing. We have the platforms. We have the methods. We just need your skill in your area. It doesn't matter where you live. Hawaii will come and visit. Alaska will definitely come to visit. You know, Florida, wherever you are, we will get you enrolled in our outbound instructors group, our unit, and get you going. It's an opportunity for you to make money, to be involved in your community, and to make a difference. We also will train you in as many other areas that you want to be trained in. If you want to be a law enforcement instructor, a taser instructor, a firearms instructor, use of force, whatever it might be, we will be more than happy to get you going in those things. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Privateofficer.com is really best the address, your point of contact for just about anything and everything. Our help desk is there 7 days a week, and they'll be able to assist you and connect you with the right person. Before we go to the next break, many of you may not realize that Private Officer International also has several foundations. And through our foundations, we mentor entrepreneurs, not just in the security industry, but other industries as well. We have put out several different notices through the years of the things that we will donate to. We also have a $5,000 scholarship that we give to teens that are graduating from high school if they're going to go into law enforcement or anything public safety related. And when we come back, I want to announce something else that we're getting involved in, and you can too. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, and we will be right back.
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org. And
I met Luke when I was pretty much born. We kind of just grew up together. He got his license when he was 16. We were going to the beach, and Luke was driving. I was in the passenger seat, and all of a sudden, I don't remember anything. I wasn't conscious for it. We got hit by a drunk driver. I feel like I knew right away that it was never going to be the same. I don't know. The doctors, they were telling me I was so lucky to be alive. When I found out that he died on impact, I didn't really feel lucky. And sometimes I still don't. Drinking and driving is completely unnecessary, and I think it's selfish if you do it. It's not worth taking that risk, because you never know what's going to happen.
Over the years, we've talked about creating a junior public safety academy, and this year we had a little bit of time to research what other areas were doing. Some police and fire departments have started a junior academy for high school students who are about to graduate, usually sophomores, seniors, or even those who have recently graduated under the age of 21, to introduce them to a life in public safety, whether that is the fire service, EMS, or law enforcement. And we currently work with several groups, underprivileged groups, as well as another national group that assists teens who aren't doing well in school, and they begin to teach them the trade, and we're involved in that. And the Goodwill Industries also has a similar program that we're beginning to get involved in through Armor College as well. But the Junior Public Safety Academy is an opportunity for teens to really see whether or not this is a career path for them. And we're going to begin working with several communities to initiate public safety academies and to begin to mentor those who are truly interested in a career in the fire service, EMS, or law enforcement, or even introducing them to private security, but primarily it's going to be public safety related. This is something that we would love to spread throughout the country through Private Officer International as well as Armor College, and maybe connect and partner with police and fire agencies and EMS in other parts of the country. Right now we're talking to someone in the panhandle of Florida. We have talks underway in Virginia and Alabama, and there are other folks that we're going to be reaching out to as well in other states. If you would like to spend a couple of minutes on the internet and research your area to see what's available, I know that some high schools offer classes to students to take while they're in high school. They can take the fire service or some courses in law enforcement and get credit for it. They can also be certified as EMTs and they get credit hours for that. And that's something that we would like to connect with. So if you want to spend a couple of minutes and see what's available in your community and send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, that would certainly be fantastic. I would love it because I love to help people, but especially younger people and older people. Younger people, they don't know what they want to do, and they need a little guidance, and they need a hand and some mentorship. And we have that. We know how to do that. And older people, well, they're like me, old, and beginning to go down the other side of the hill. And sometimes they feel like they have no value and that there's really nobody who really cares one way or the other. So we like to get involved with younger folks and older folks and show them that there is hope out there and that life is just beginning, not ending. If you want to help us to get involved in your community, just spend a couple of moments doing that research and send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are going to take one more quick break. We have the news that we got to get into because there's a lot of it. And then I want to talk about at the bottom half of this radio show, the security officer who was arrested for kidnapping three juveniles and a couple of other similar cases and how they got to where they got. What happened? We'll be right back on the Private Officer Beat Radio. Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us. To stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us. All of us.
To stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
In the news, we have a lot of breaking news as always. We told you about 27 shooting incidents involving private security in 36 hours. 9 have been shot, 2 have been killed. But there's a whole lot of other things happening out there in the security industry. One of those shot was a loss prevention agent in Manchester, Connecticut, working at the Macy's store at the mall, the shops at Buckland Hills. According to police, at around 12:30 Friday, a shoplifter was stopped by loss prevention a confrontation ensued, and the shoplifter shot the loss prevention agent twice in the abdomen. He fled. However, police have been able to identify him as Richard LaPlante, 30, of Windsor. A warrant has been issued, but they do not or did not have him in custody at the time of this news article. The 27-year-old victim is still at the Hartford Hospital recuperating from his injuries. A shooting at a Philadelphia hookah bar has injured a woman. Security was in the confrontation with a man and fired at the man, hitting a woman who had nothing to do with nothing. It happened at the Day and Night Hookah Bar. According to police, it is currently under investigation. The woman is also hospitalized and in stable condition. The security officer could face charges. Another security officer involved in the shooting, this time he too was a victim of the shooting. This happened at the Hotspot Internet Gaming Casino in Lake County, Florida. Police there say that two heavily armed men entered the building and immediately shot the security officer when he stood up to confront them. This was a robbery gone bad. Police were able to track down one suspect. Trevante Hartley, 33, was arrested Friday night during a traffic stop. However, the second suspect is still on the loose. A security guard working at a Syracuse, New York strip club says he's thankful to be alive after a car came crashing through the club's front door. He said that he heard a smash, and the next thing he knew, the car was right there crashing through the building. Part of the building came tumbling down. Six employees were injured, but luckily not the security officer. Another security officer shot, this time in Oregon, at a casino. Authorities say the robbery at the Wild Horse Resort and Casino resulted in a shootout. Two people, including the security officer, was injured. Police have made an arrest there. North Carolina Corrections Department says that Public Safety Officer Naomi Carol Moore died during a training exercise this past week in North Carolina. She had previously been a correctional officer when she resigned, and she came back and was rehired this month and was going back through recertification. Police working off-duty security in Dallas fired their weapons during another shooting incident at a nightclub. Authorities say three people were shot. The off-duty police officers fired at moving vehicles who they believe were the suspects. No word as to any criminal charges, but the Dallas County District Attorney's Office and the Office of Community Police Oversight responded to the scene. Another shooting involving security, this time in Arvada, Colorado. This is a suburb of Denver. A security officer working at a large party say that he escorted a man causing trouble out of the party, but he soon returned and brandished what appeared to be a rifle out the window. The security officer fired 8 rounds, he says, in self-defense of himself, and the vehicle then fled. Police, however, did locate Giovanni Chavez Nava, 19. He had 8 bullets holes in his vehicle. Police say that they recovered 11 cartridges casings, which the officer, security officer, fired. Police are still investigating, and once again, the security officer could face charges. Coming out of New York City, a very large university called the City University of New York is losing officers left and right, just like many other police departments across the country. The university says that their staff has plummeted since COVID-19 from 1,500 officers now just down to 900 sworn officers. Their security staff are sworn peace officers with law enforcement authority on their property. They say that in many of their campuses, they are understaffed, and this could cause a major situation in protecting students and staff. Coming out of Volusia County, Florida, a 14-year-old boy and his mother arrested in a nationwide scandal, stealing personal and financial information and then selling it. It was a system, law enforcement says, that would duplicate people's real identity and sell it on the web. They confiscated 12 laptops, 4 printers, 4 cell phones, several gaming systems, and other technology during the raid. The minors charged with 15 felony counts, including federal offenses of theft, obtaining property by fraud, illegal use of credit cards, and unlawful use of a two-way communication device. His mother, similarly, is also facing all of the same principal charges, including additional charges of contributing to the delinquency of the minor. At this time, they're both locked up. A police officer in Ohio is being hailed as a hero. She performed CPR twice in one shift, very unusual. The first time, she responded to an unresponsive male at an area business and performed CPR. EMS later told her that the patient was stable and hospitalized. Before the end of her shift, once again, she was dispatched to an unresponsive male. Face was turning blue, and for all intents and purposes, he was either dead or close to be. According to the press release, the officer immediately began CPR and was able to continue CPR until EMS arrived. She was later told that he also came back to life and is recuperating in good condition. The FBI recently released their U.S. active shooter incident statistics for 2021, showing that U.S. area active shooting incidents rose 52%. The Federal Bureau of Investigation designated 61 shootings in 2021 as active shooter incidents. To see all of the stats in that report, go to our blog at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. Remember, you can check out all of our news every single day. 24 hours a day is updated, privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. Another security officer was shot at, this time in Orangeburg, South Carolina. A security officer working at the county school building said that a vehicle drove by and then entered the property. A confrontation ensued, and the man pulled a gun and fired at the security officer. Police responding said that they were able to recover spent cartridges, .40 caliber. They have no suspect in custody, but they do have a license plate, and they are working to apprehend that suspect. Police had a pretty good clue that a man in Kearney, Nebraska, would not show up for a court appearance after being arrested for shoplifting. They say when they checked the police computer for background on this person, he had already had 96 arrest warrants out for him. The man was taken into custody. Javante L. Burnham, 29, is now waiting to go to court in jail, facing 96 traffic warrants and one count of shoplifting. A sex offender was found to be a school counselor in Chesterfield County, Virginia, this past week. The man, who was a counselor in Northern Virginia, was fired after being arrested and found guilty of trying to solicit a minor for a prostitution. But later he moved to Chesterfield, which is in the middle of the state, and got a counselor's position at the school system there. Police are investigating how and why this happened. In the meantime, the counselor, whose name has been identified as Darren Thornton, 50, has been arrested because it's illegal to be a registered sex offender and work for the school system. They say that he fraudulently identified himself during the application process. Another shooting, this time involving another security officer, happened in St. Louis, Missouri. A security officer at the Schnucks grocery store Thursday afternoon shot a man at least 6 times. Authorities there say that a disorderly person kept running in and out of the store and was told to leave the property. At one point, the man ran toward the security officer, and fearing for his life, he says he pulled his firearm and began to shoot 6 times at the suspect. The man was struck several times and was transported to the hospital. Police there say that the security officer is under investigation because it doesn't seem like it was a warranted shooting. three women beat up a security officer at an airport in New York. Three women are in custody accused of beating an airline security officer down to the ground with his own two-way radio. This happened on a flight to Puerto Rico. The incident happened at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. The women identified as Jordan Nixon, 21, Janisa Torres, 21, and Jahira Chavala, 44, said that they were not doing anything wrong, but the security officer says they were belligerent and that they were disorderly and intoxicated. When he tried to get them to stop from going onto the plane, they took his two-way radio and began striking him multiple times in the head, knocking him to the ground. They now face federal charges. All three have pled not guilty, but could face as much as 10 years in federal prison. Rodney Medeiros was a security officer for Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook. While working on the property, his family alleges that he died of a heart attack. This happened while he was walking up a very steep hill in the middle of a rainstorm. Generally, one of their service employees drives a 4x4 four-wheeler down to the bottom of the hill on the beach to pick up all the security personnel, but because of the mud and the rain conditions, they weren't able to. According to the family of the security officer, they believe that Medeiros, 70, died because he had to walk up a steep hill in the middle of a rainstorm, and that caused the heart attack. They have now filed a $10 million lawsuit against Mark Zuckerberg, and we'll follow this to see what happens. A grand jury in Portland, Oregon, refused to indict a security officer who has been charged with murder. A shooting on July 29th of this year killed one man and severely wounded another. A fight broke out. Police say that the suspect who was killed had caused a disturbance and was assaulting the security officer. According to law enforcement, the security officer fired at the suspect who was fighting the security officer. However, the grand jury doesn't think that this was a case of murder, but rather a case of self-defense. A lawsuit has been filed against Thornton's gas station in Kentucky, claiming that the security company was negligent in a fatal shooting there by a security officer earlier this year. David K. Dixon died after the security officer shot him June the 12th. The problem is the security officer was not licensed to carry a firearm, and the company that he worked for out of Florida, their license also had expired, and they were not licensed to work in the state of Kentucky. Alert Patrol, a Florida-based company, now faces a $5 million lawsuit, and both the security officer and the company have been arrested. Remember, you can read more on our blog anytime, 24/7, at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to be talking about some other serious issues, like a security officer charged with kidnapping.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Cancer is a common disease. In the United States, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 2 men will develop some type of cancer in their lifetime. Some types of cancers are more common in certain racial or ethnic groups than others. Lung, breast, prostate, and colon cancers are the most common cancers. Anyone can get cancer at any age, but the risk goes up as people get older.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Last week, a 20-year-old security officer in the Commonwealth of Virginia was charged with 3 counts of kidnapping, 8 total criminal charges, after what the Sheriff's Department is calling an altercation with a group of juveniles. The security officer was charged with the 3 felony counts of kidnapping, 3 counts of assault, 1 count of property damage, and 1 count of aggravated assault. According to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department, which is in the northern half of northern part of Virginia, a security officer, 20 years old, was working at the Brambleton Plaza, which is in the city of Auburn. And this is a very upscale growing area of Loudoun County. According to law enforcement, and this is from the side of the juvenile and from the side of what was reported to law enforcement, they weren't there. They don't know for sure. But what they say is that the juveniles were exiting the elevator on the upper level of the parking garage. That's when they were approached by a security officer who accused them of trespassing. And according to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department, this is when the altercation took place, when the juveniles weren't cooperating. The security officer then physically detained and assaulted the juveniles. He took a cell phone from one of them, and that's where the theft charge comes in. Now, what's very confusing is I don't know, because neither any of the news stories or the press release given out to the media by the sheriff's office really gave a whole lot of detail. But what they're alleging in their affidavit and complaint against the security officer was that when he approached the juveniles and told them they were trespassing, some type of verbal altercation then developed into a physical altercation. And the security officers at that point tried to detain the those juveniles. And one of the juveniles was trying to call their parents, and that's when he took the phone away from that teenager. 20 years old, Khalid Yesenia was arrested by the county sheriff's office when they arrived to investigate. According to the sheriff's department now, this is coming from the sheriff's department, around 3 p.m. last Sunday, a group of juveniles was spotted on the property. According to security, he noticed that they were running around. They were not with any adult. And he told the juveniles they were being detained for trespassing. One of the juveniles, like I said, told the security officer he was going to call his parents, and that's when the security officer grabbed his phone. A mark, according to the sheriff's report, was left on one of those juveniles. When officers arrived at the scene and they began to investigate, they took the security officer into custody and transported him to the Loudoun County Adult Detention Center, where today he is still being held without bond. I think for me, being a DCJS instructor for 13 years almost, I'm confused on the point of the kidnapping, because here's what the Virginia Code allows a security officer to do. In the state of Virginia, and this is really why I question this arrest, in other states it would be different. And there are cases where security officers have been charged with kidnapping, and they truly did legally kidnap that person, including about 5 years ago, a campus security officer who took someone in custody and handcuffed them to their vehicle. But in Virginia, Title 9.1-146, the Code of Virginia limits the power of arrest of a security officer for an offense occurring in his presence on such premises, or in the case of a shoplifting, in the presence of a merchant, agent, or employee of the merchant the private security business has contracted to protect, if the merchant, agent, or employee had probable cause to believe that a crime had occurred. One of the things that police don't get correct is that they only believe that security officers may detain someone in the event of a shoplifting as an agent for the store. And one of the things that security officers don't get is that this statute, 9.1-146, only applies to armed security officers and those working for retailers. So in other words, an unarmed security officer working at an apartment complex would not have arrest authority under the statute, but they could still detain the person. They could not arrest them. In the state of Virginia, as in other states, when a security officer makes a lawful arrest, they become what's known as the affiant, the person signing the affidavit, not the police officer, but the person who is making that complaint and signing the affidavit that the magistrate is going to then turn into an arrest warrant based on the probable cause and the affiant's affidavit. I don't know in this case if this security officer was armed. Don't know. Doesn't say. But even if he wasn't, and even if his authority was nothing more than being able to detain those juveniles for trespassing, he could have. I think what really probably turned this into more of a bigger case than it really was that he did grab a phone away from the juvenile. And he did leave a mark on the juvenile. And so that is a problem. And that's probably why he has been charged with 3 counts of kidnapping, assault, damage to property, and theft. Now, I'm going to follow this personally because I want to see how it turns out. When I originally heard about this, I thought, oh, no, the cops got it all wrong. But if the security officer was unarmed and the fact that he did commit an assault probably plays into why he was arrested. But this isn't the first time. We went back through our records. And since 2010, that was 12 years ago, in the last 12 years, there's been 29 security officers charged with kidnapping. And those are just the ones that we know about and that we have followed and reported on. In October of 2013, a 34-year-old security who was working at Wild Tech in Laramie, Wyoming, had an encounter with a person and later was charged with kidnapping. Roger Dwayne Robinson, another security officer, was arrested on May 20, 2022 and charged with kidnapping and robbery in a situation that he was involved in. A security guard was arrested in Florida this year and also charged with kidnapping and assault. And then we have a number of security officers that have been charged with kidnapping and murder while on duty, including a situation that happened in a very upscale retailer production manufacturer, which we have reported on. And it happened at the Timberland headquarters. You may remember this, where the security officer working at the corporate headquarters kidnapped and fatally stabbed a female employee. And there are other cases that I can tell you about, but I don't think it's going to firm up or make this current case better or worse. I think that when a security officer goes beyond their authority, as has happened time and time again, law enforcement is going to look not favorably, not looking at them as one of them, like he would another law enforcement officer, but they're going to look at, did he do the job as the law allows? Did he go further beyond his authority? Did he commit any other crimes while, you know, performing his duties? And again, I say, looking at this now several different ways, this security officer went too far. He assaulted. He took property, he damaged property, and he held these teenagers against their will. I will track this, like I said, personally, and follow up with you and let you know what happens. One of the issues that we continue having over and over again involving shootings involving security officers being charged with murder, aggravated assault, manslaughter, and other charges, is that security is being used now in more places than ever, more diversified locations than ever, and they're being put into places that they have little experience with, and it's not turning out good. I just read an article today from a university, CUNY, which this is in New York City. It's the City University of New York, and how their peace officers, which are sworn law enforcement, their security with sworn peace officer statutes, are having issues because of poor training, poor pay, and many of them are leaving. And as we are strapped for personnel in the security field, just like many companies are in all various professions and industries, we're hiring really people that probably are not qualified. We're overlooking different aspects of their history, their background, their personality, and we're just hiring them and putting them in place. And as some people would say, you know, it's just a body. They're just hiring a body. They're putting a warm body in place. And I hate to say this, but it's true. And that's why we continue seeing the increase in arrest of private security officers. Who do I blame? Who do you blame? Who should we blame? I think we should blame the employer first and the employee second. Things are going to continue escalating. Things are going to continue getting out of hand. Things are going to continue getting worse and worse. Security officers being caught in the middle, many times trying to do the right thing, but without proper training and without proper supervision, without proper understanding of their authority. Now, in Virginia, unarmed security officers go through 24 hours of class, 42 hours for armed, and more hours if you include less lethal training, training for advanced weapons such as patrol rifle and shotgun. And if they have private police authority, they go through more training. Training is not always the end-all, be-all. If you got the wrong person in the job, then you can train them as much as you want, and they can pass the course. That doesn't mean that they're qualified. It doesn't mean that they're high quality. It doesn't even mean that they should be in the position, because oftentimes they shouldn't. What's the solution? I don't know. People say it's pay, but I can tell you from my own experience, it's not pay. You can pay them $50,000 a year, or you can pay them $50 an hour. It's not going to make a bad person be a good person. It's not going to make an ethical person be a bad person, and it's not going to make a bad person be ethical. Money is not the solution, but if you combine money, training, supervision now, and throw in some benefits while we're at it, now you're looking at a quality officer, or at least the opportunity to have a quality officer. Let's work on this together, because as I often say, the security industry right now needs a top to bottom and a bottom to top complete makeover. And as more and more people are turning to private security, armed private security, because of the lack of law enforcement, these situations will continue to grow. And I have seen some good people who work in security wind up in prison for shootings and incidents that they thought they were doing the right thing, but it turned out it wasn't, and it was unlawful. That's going to do it for today's radio show. Remember that you can go to our social media, facebook.com/Private Officer International, twitter.com/Private Officer. You can also read our news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com 24/7. Listen to our radio show streaming live and online 24/7. Contact us anytime at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Until the next time, y'all be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.